Previously on Keep It Simple.
Who in the world are you? Tom, that sounds like, man, dangerous territory you're getting into. He doesn't agree with you about that.
One thing we always do, though, is eat.
Be at Applebee's at 12 o'clock.
What do you think? And be nice.
You can't fit all that in. Do we need to maintain controls?
Seat of the pants.
Sometimes it looks a little chaotic.
It doesn't have to be so complicated.
And then skateboarding.
We'd have our meetings in the emergency room instead of the park.
I want to have a floating church in the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Okay, welcome to our podcast. This is Tom, and we're at New Covenant Fellowship Church. We're at our post-lunch sit-down. I've gathered some women from our church together. And first of all, women, I want to hear your honest opinion. I'm going to show you a picture of Gavin with his new mustache. So, what do you think? And be nice, okay? So, that's Gavin with his mustache. What do you think?
His old mustache.
I think he looks like the old, you know, pictures of the old-fashioned boxers.
Yes. Right. Ready for a shootout. Gavin's
not here, so we can make fun of him. So we have around the table, we have my wife Bonnie, we have Meredith and Donna, we have Cammy and Debbie and Monica and Pam. So I'm just going to let them go and let them talk. I'm going to leave so they can talk about me if they want. But the discussion is really up to them at this point. So, good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, in some ways, I think question five, what drew you to house church and what kind of church did you come from and why do you stay, is probably the first question to answer.
Okay.
And for me, we wanted to visit different kinds of churches. We had some older kids in transition. And they were having some issues of being, their hearts were being pulled with the church youth group. And we visited a home church that was already established and never thought that it was something that we would be interested in. But we came away that day and every single one of us felt very blessed. For one, you could feel the community of believers that were there. It was in the Yeager's basement, and there was prayer. The kids participated. Everything was very genuine, very loving, very God-focused, and it really ministered to our hearts and spirits. And why I stayed was that the thing I liked the most was that my children could finally see where their father's heart was, because he took his turn teaching. And when he shared with the Bible verse, they could really see, because he was at work most of the time during the week. I did devotions with the kids in the morning and talked with them during the day. But at church on Sunday with the home church, they could see their father's heart. And that blessed me beyond measure, that they could see who he was as a man of God. And they also got to see, in a very intimate way, other men of God in the small community of churches. They got to know the women of the church in a very personal way and got to see what adult Christians were like. And I think that helped form them and who they were in who the body of Christ was. They didn't just go on Sunday, sit in the bench, go down with the kids, do the activities with the kids. They got to see what it meant to be an adult Christian. Now it's somebody else's turn.
I believe when we started looking into house church, one of our fears was that it was going to be so introspective, that we'd all be in our little houses and in our living rooms, and it's one more step that would one more barrier that would keep us from being outward focused and being missional. But after the first time or two of visiting the house church, we realized that these were missional communities. There were groups of people, families, multi-generational families that, as Pam already mentioned, the children were watching the fathers and their mothers and the whole body of believers working together, where everyone had a ministry. Everyone was doing mission work, outreach, in whatever area God was calling them. And they were all working together, helping each other fulfill God's purposes around them. Where in other churches we've been in, it's kind of like the 80-20 rule that 20% of the people are doing the work for the church and the other 80% are sitting there listening. Where in the house church it was 100%. The children, from the youngest to the oldest people in the church, were all about helping each other, doing the mission work. One of the other things my husband really noticed was the one another's, doing unto one another. Were really pronounced in the house church. They were ministering to one another in day-to-day life. It wasn't just about going and doing something on Sunday, but day-to-day living. They're praying for each other and supporting each other. And we felt immediately part of the community. After the first day, our house church goes from the morning, sometimes all the way until 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and our families didn't break off into age groups where the children went here and the youth went here and then the parents went here and then we had to hurry back at night for the youth group to go here. And we were together all day worshiping the Lord as a family, and we really appreciated that.
Well, I guess why we were drawn to house church, I can echo pieces of what each of these ladies have said. For instance, Pam was talking about the children. That's what initially drew us to house church. We moved here from Delaware, and we were involved in a church there that we liked, but we really felt almost a pressure to have the children attend the Sunday school classes in the children's church during the worship. And we really felt like we wanted to worship together as a family each week. And so when we moved, we thought, well, let's look for a house church, because we had heard about it. And it did take us a while to find one, because how do you find a house church, right? But we just really prayed about it, and I really feel like if you are seeking a house church or are interested in it, God will lead you to the family, the church family that He wants you to be in. We ended up looking for a while. It took 6 months, but ended up finding a little thing on the internet about Tom, and then contacted him. And anyway, so that's initially why we sought out a house church. But I guess the reason we stayed, like I said, I can echo a bit of what all of these ladies have said. The children are encouraged, and like Pam said, get to see the adults worship and be Christians, and they get to hear this mature Christianity that isn't just coming from their parents, but it's coming from adults that they actually really know. Because, I mean, all of these ladies are like aunts or even second moms to my own children, just because they know them. They are with them for a good portion of the day on Sundays, every Sunday, and then even throughout the week, because it is such a church family in a house church. I feel like it's really, really know each other and encourage each other. And but then again, we stayed because my husband and I are also so very encouraged. These people in this house church that we're blessed to be part of are encouraging to us and push us in directions that we probably wouldn't have gone in if we didn't have such a close relationship with the people in our church family. And I have grown in the Lord more these past years in the house church than I ever did in any of the other churches that I've attended. Anyway, so we like the after fellowship time, sharing a meal together in the Lord's Supper.
We stayed for, we started out for the children, but we stayed not only for the children, but also for my husband and I too.
As a college student, home church is a really nice place to come because I know that whenever I come here and bring friends with me from college, I know they'll be welcomed. And in a more organizational church, there's less of that welcomeness, but I know that with my church family, I can bring friends and they'll leave feeling comfortable and welcomed and part of the family.
Well, I think we would be remiss if we're talking about home church if we didn't deal with one of the questions here is, what are the challenges you experience with this form of church? And so we'd be negligent if we didn't say that there weren't some challenges with a church body. And since I've been a part of the home church for probably about 15 years now, and it's gone through a lot of transitions, like any type of group will do, whether it's a family group or a church family group or a traditional church, it goes through transition and changes. Growth always presents a problem. What do you do when you get too big for one house? You know, how do you determine leaders and elders and what is the structure? Because there it does need to be a structure to it. And then the biggest thing that happens in this church, as with any, is that church is a place for sinners. It's for the, you know, the, we're all imperfect. And so problems do come up. Personalities do exhibit themselves and have to be dealt with. And so it's not that there aren't challenges within this church body, but how they have been dealt with have been very admirable. Cammie dealt with this in what she said about when she came, she had heard we had had a church split. And we did. There was a division, a difference of, sometimes it's a slight differences in basic doctrine. Sometimes it's a person who is really out of order with biblical truth and needs to be challenged to either step it up and obey or to be disciplined by the leaders of the church. And it happens in any church, but I've been impressed with this church has dealt with it in love and has always tried to do it in the most biblical model and prayerful way. And it's not that any one person will always agree with everything that's ever done in any organization, but the heart with which everything, all the challenges have been dealt with in this home church, because they are people who seek to serve God first and foremost, it's been, I guess admirable is the right word. But it has been very hard. It's caused a lot of prayer, a lot of consternation among the body when some of these things do come up.
Yeah, I like what you said, Cammie, about the challenges become blessings. I think, like, if people want to go to church to hear a big choir or they want to go hear a big orchestra playing, I mean, we definitely don't have that in the house church. But we have opportunities for people to serve the Lord more. And our children end up playing their violins or playing the piano or playing along with their fathers playing music. And so there's all those opportunities where they can exercise their spiritual gifts. And I know we've been in churches before where there's such big, big, big churches too that there's benefits of a good church, big church, but maybe they don't have as many opportunities to exercise their gifts. We kind of had that difficulty before too, thinking, where can we be used in the house church? They're just more noticeable. Maybe that's the word. Maybe there's more opportunity for this, more noticeable. Someone also asked about, well, don't you have false teaching in house churches? Or how do you guard against that? Well, I think there's false teaching in every church, but it's very noticeable when you have families that get together and then someone would say, oh, well, there's no sin, or what do you mean by sin? And obviously that stands out much quicker than if you're in a very, very large place. And so in love, you can start helping that person understand what the Bible really says about this or that. And I just think that even though it might be a challenge, it's also a benefit that we can see those things more readily and help each other as brothers and sisters in Christ to see what the truth is. And
with the kids, I really appreciate how, well, we have three boys and one on the way, but that is a question I get a lot. How do you keep your kids still and quiet? And everybody's touched on that. But I also wanted to add that nobody expects the kids to be absolutely still or absolutely perfect or absolutely quiet. I mean, it's okay if the toddler says, "Mama," right in the middle of it. You know, somebody's talking or all the children are crying at the same time, right in the middle of Joy to the World. So, and there's grace for that. And are we done?
Every song.
Are we done?
Nice.
Yeah, it's a time to eat. Yeah, and it's, yeah. And so I appreciate how you don't have to be perfect, shiny, plastic person, and you can really show your weaknesses and not be afraid. At least I'm not afraid to do that as much as I might be in a larger setting. And then know that people are going to be praying for me and my kids and my husband and encouraging. But the kids don't have to be perfect, and I certainly am not, and I don't have to be either. And I like that about House Church.
I've loved lately how you girls feel comfortable being pregnant and sick and looking really bad. And you come in with your blanket and you get up, you cuddle up on the couch, and everybody just sort of ministers to you. You're so comfortable doing that. We've had three of those lately.
Yes, and everybody will hop off the couch so that the pregnant or nursing moms or the older people can have the comfy seats. It's really nice. It's just a... I also like in House Church how it helps you practice hospitality, and that was touched on already, how it helps you to give the nice seats to the pregnant women, and teaches our sons, you know, I mean, there's even a scripture about that, where you go into the banquet table, don't take the best seats for yourself, you know? And we've talked to our kids about that scripture, because they could take the recliner, it's a great opportunity for them to see how we clean for House Church, because we want to be presentable and it doesn't have to be perfect again, you know, because we're just teens, and how we offer drinks or whatever, and they welcome people into their room with their toys and chair. We've been blessed by that.
A lot of times we've come up against the thought of, well, do we all buy a building together now? We become a church in a building because we love each other and we're a great group. We get along. We don't want to divide. We don't want to separate. But it's going into that, getting out of our comfort zones and going out and being missional and welcoming more people into the kingdom. We don't want to become ingrown. Growth is healthy. We want to keep multiplying and growing. And welcoming new people in, which means we don't divide, but we multiply. Yeah.
I come from another perspective. My husband was a minister, and once we started having children, we did not want to do a lot of the things that the typical church is doing. For instance, having Sunday school classes, we wanted our family to be together and share together. And that was frowned upon, and although, you know, he was the minister, he still didn't get to have his way, just because you're in that position. So it was a small church, there was never enough Sunday school teachers, so he would teach and preach and then do the other things, so it was a lot of stress in that situation. But once we left the church, we stayed in the same denomination, but it was a picture of a large church. And we could never really connect. Now, we knew a lot of these people because it was in the same area, in the same zone, but we just couldn't connect because everyone was always in a hurry to leave because they didn't want to wait, you know, at the restaurants for a long time. So there was not the fellowship that we share here. We bring our food, and then, you know, you visit, you meet together, and you can pull a sister off to the side that's going through a struggle and have prayer. There was never time for that in our church setting.
That's cool. Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks for coming and trying to record. I hope it turned out well, and we'll see what happens. But thanks again, ladies.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.